Mexico is preparing for a major post-election battle. Conservative Felipe Calderón has officially won the presidency, but he's not been named president-elect. His leftist rival, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, says he will legally challenge the results. López Obrador says there was fraud, and he's calling for street protests. NPR's Lourdes García Navarro reports from Mexico City.
This election is still far from over, though Felipe Calderón is certainly giving every appearance of being firmly in the driver's seat. He gave a news conference for the foreign press today and answered softball questions on what country he would visit first as president and what his relationship with Latin America will be. It seemed almost choreographed to show that Calderón's ascendancy is a fait accompli.
Yo soy honesto. Yo sé que no hay ninguna duda de quién ganó.
I'll be honest, there is no doubt as to who won. My opponents know exactly how things happened.
Once he's president, he said, he wants to heal the wounds of a divisive election.
Entiendo por otra parte el mensaje de las urnas.
I understand the message of the ballot boxes. This is a plural country. I know the responsibility of us all, and mine particularly, is national reconciliation.
But at the very same time, across town, the leaders of López Obrador's party were telling the press there that they would fight to the finish. Ricardo Monreal is an advisor to the leftist leader.
No hay presidente en este momento.
He says there is no president right now. No one is president. No one is president-elect. No one has the legal mandate. López Obrador is calling for a vote-by-vote recount. So far, only the tallies have been rechecked in a process that finished yesterday. The Federal Electoral Institute announced that Calderón had 206,000 more votes than López Obrador, a tiny margin of victory. The process is now out of IFE's hands, and it goes to a Supreme Court-style tribunal that is the only authority that can legally declare Mexico's new president. López Obrador's camp has said there were irregularities in at least 50,000 polling stations. Calderón says the elections were clean and fair. Apart from the legal battle, this is also becoming a war of perception, says political analyst Denise Dresser.
I think the only way forward for Mexico, regardless of who wins, is to call for a vote-by-vote recount, because otherwise, whoever it finally comes out of the count as the winner will be suspect if every vote is not reviewed. There will be a question of legitimacy, a cloud of illegitimacy cast over the next president.
This is a country with a history of rigged elections. Mexico only broke away from a system of one-party rule in 2000 with the election of President Vicente Fox. Still caught in the middle are the Mexican people, who are as divided as ever. On a Mexico City street, 77-year-old Francisco Beltran says that he's sick of the wrangling.
In my life, I've seen a lot of elections, and this is the dirtiest ever. That López Obrador should be locked up and sent to hell. He's good for nothing. This should just end all of it.
47-year-old Valentin Centeno disagrees.
I think the best thing for the nation is to have a vote-by-vote recount. I think it wouldn't hurt anyone, the winners or the losers. It would take away the uncertainty. If they don't do it, I'll always wonder. We have such a long history of tampered results.
López Obrador is holding the first of what he has promised will be many rallies tomorrow in the capital's main square. Lourdes García Navarro, NPR News, Mexico City.